The Olympics are here. Is anyone else is here?
Steve, good show. It's Toby Lerone. I'm listening here in sunny Southport.
And Toby Lerone, yes, right, says Carly in Plymouth says the same. Stu in West Brom says the same. And Toby Lerone.
Tom and Shawley, what's up, man? Jacob Coleman at Rugby, what's up? Ian the Bat Trucker, Bez on the M6. Sam's going to work, we feel you. Toby Lerone is with us.
Straight up after me, 10 o'clock, it's all about Semtex. Big shout out to Toby Lerone, loving the show.
Right, Toby and his friends, it's time. Lock yourselves in. Here we go. First of all, let's get some traffic news.
All the roads surrounding it are pretty snarled up. We've got a big queue. According to Chuffin Willie, on the westbound M56, it's now queuing back almost to Junction 11, he was saying.
Right, okay, was that the...
All the roads surrounding it are pretty snarled up. We've got a big queue. According to Chuffin Willie, on the westbound M56, it's now queuing back almost to Junction 11, he was saying.
That's been submitted because of the fact that they said the word Willie.
Do you know what, though? She always
name checks truckers.
Yeah. And they always have names like that.
They always have their handles. So, you know, that comes in from Big Bear on the M6 or whatever.
That's Sally Traffic, isn't
it? Yeah.
God loves Sally.
Yeah.
Let's go to BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
This is quite interesting as well. Ian in Coventry sent us a text.
By the way, this guy, I used to work with this guy.
Did you? What's his name?
Elliot Webb.
This is quite interesting as well. Ian in Coventry sent us a text. Hi, Elliot. Awesome welcome with Coventry Olympic ambassadors Ivy Yang and Farah Rocha. They spoilt us, says Ian in Coventry. We're not quite sure what you're on about there, Ian. We tried to give you a call back because we'd like a bit more detail, because that sounds kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. So if you can give us a call or send us another text explaining what that's all about. But, it'd be good to chat to you, Ian.
Oh, no.
Farah Rocha. You're really spoiling us.
I don't get the Ivy Yang bit. We're not sure if that is just a made-up name and actually is about the Ferrero Rocher one.
Oh, I see.
Ivy Yang. Ivy Yang? Is it like, I have a Yang.
This is quite interesting as well. Ian in Coventry sent us a text. Hi, Elliot. Awesome welcome with Coventry Olympic ambassadors Ivy Yang and Farah Rocha. They spoilt us, says...
The ambassador is spoiling us. Nice one, Elliot. Nice to see you doing very well at the BBC. Right, let's go somewhere else. Toby Lerone.
A27, Emsworth to Chichester. It's slowed again. It's now taking nearly an hour eastbound on that route. Definitely worth diverting. Toby Lerone's, it's called, from the M3 southbound. We've got a breakdown around Junction 12 to Chandler's Ford Otterbourne Junction. It is quite slow coming down from Winchester.
There you are. Well done, love. Mr. Jam.
Oh, really?
And the hairdressing crew in Liverpool have got in touch. Says, loving the tunes. We're dancing around the salon. That's coming from Sean Bush.
Sean Bush?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Amazing.
That's Sean Bush, the hairdresser.
I like that. Sean Bush.
That's a brilliant.
How is Mr. Jam?
Sean Bush. The next one is Mr. Pandry. First name is Chris. That's Chris Pandry. I don't think he says it properly. This has been sent in, by the way, from Chris in Coventry. This is ESPN from New York. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's a few, so listen out for them.
Now, I want to give a shout out here to someone who's following on Twitter over in the UK as they get ready for the Olympics. At TweetChris85 asks for a shout out to three big fans from the United Kingdom. I wonder if he means big in the sense of large bodies, or do they mean we, as Mike and Mike would say?
Like avid.
I think he means avid fans. Well, we're happy to have you as avid fans listening either on ESPNNewYork.com as well as the ESPN radio app. So a shout out to Chris Pandry, Murray Mint, and Cat Chunky, which sounds like a fun name. It sounds like they're talking about my cat Mush. Cat Chunky, over 17 pounds. Thanks, Jared. Hey, thank you.
Now, if it was in the United States, would it be Chunky Cat?
Ha!
Is that like a European thing?
Scott, it's the funniest thing that we've had yet this morning. Right? That's excellent.
Wow, what a show.
That's a phenomenal clip for so many reasons.
What a show.
His laugh alone at the end.
Yeah. Ha! Ha!
Imagine if he met Kate from earlier.
That's the noise that you make if you drop a box on your foot. Ha!
Imagine.
I want to give a shout out here to someone who's following on Twitter over in the UK as they get ready for the Olympics. At TweetChris85 asks for a shout out to three big fans from the United Kingdom.
Yes.
I wonder if he means big in the sense of large bodies.
No.
Or do they mean we, as Mike and Mike would say?
Like, well, I'll read it because you got the word chunky coming up.
Avid. I think he means avid fans. Well, we're happy to have you as avid fans listening either on ESPNNewYork.com as well as the ESPN radio app. So a shout out to Chris Pandry.
Chris Pandry is a shame because it's meant to be Chris Pandry. But he should have hyphenated it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter because then he says...
Murray Mint and Cat Chunky, which sounds like a fun name. It sounds like they're talking about my cat Mush. Cat Chunky. Over 17 pounds. Thanks, Jared. Hey, thank you.
Now, if it was in the United States, would it be Chunky Cat?
Ha!
Is that like a European thing?
Scott, you call it's the cat funniest chunky? Thing that we've had yet this morning. Right? That's excellent.
I love it.
Do you know what? That works as a standalone clip with him just going, you know, would it be Chunky Cat?
Ha! Cat Chunky.
I love that.
So thank you very much. That's Jared Max, ESPN New York. So then, this is an almost... I did say try and keep certain shows on Radio 1 in Toby Lerone free zone, but you just don't listen. This is Annie Mac.
Evening, Annie. Really excited to hear you on the show while celebrating my engagement on a Cyprus beach. Shout out to my girl, Margareta, on the rocks, avoiding the waves. Love all...
It's Margarita on the rocks. Margareta on the rocks. Beautiful. Let's keep going.
Evening, Annie. Really excited to hear you on the show while celebrating my engagement on a Cyprus beach. Aww. Shout out to my girl, Margareta, on the rocks, avoiding the waves. Love always from Ray Zinderbar. Are these real, Jacob?
Ray Zinderbar. Rays.
Did he just...
Sorry, that was...
He just said it. That's all right.
That's all right. Let's play a song. You moron!
Thank you, Jacob.
Ray Zinderbar. Well done for getting Ray Zinderbar.
Does Jacob still work here?
I don't know.
This is the last show, last night.
Yeah, Jacob's very good.
He is very good.
And then this is actually from last week. This is Hugh Stevens. Even though he did one last night, by the way. But this is Hugh Stevens from last week, which we haven't played yet. He susses it, but he just reads it anyway, which I think is brilliant.
Thanks for all your texts and tweets. 81199 on text, at BBCR1 on Twitter. I'm still loving all the fake ones that are coming in. Can I just do the last one that came in, which is from Ray Dioan? That's Ray Dioan. Very good, very good, very good. As I said, Molly's going to be so proud.
I am proud. Mm. And your man tweeted the other day, the guy, the Scottish guy from the introducing show tweeted, oh my God, Chris.
Ali McRae.
Chris is still killing me over Kareem Egg. And I'm like, hey, listen, it was brilliant. So I sent him a message back saying, what are you talking about? It was great. You should be very proud of yourself. It was a fine radio moment. And don't worry, I'll stop playing it. No, I won't.
Good morning, guys. It was my turn to pick the radio station at work tonight, and I'm glad I chose Radio 1. I'm glad you did as well. Could you say hello to Kareem Egg, Mal Tizer, and Jeff, who are working with me, Rob, in Canada?
Oh, that's...
Brilliant. Thank you.
Oh, shit, baby. Yeah, yeah.
So, if you want to do one and get your radio station anywhere in the world, by the way, to say hello to Toby Lerone or any of his friends. It doesn't matter if we've already done it or if you can come up with a new one, it's actually better. And then send us an email with all the details of it, chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. Put in the name of the radio station, the time and all that. If you can record it and send us an MP3, you'll be saving us so much time. It's unbelievable. Like the radio multi-clip, especially the ESPN one and all that. So if you do get one read out and it's success, then email us about it, chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk, or even if you just hear one, chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. Thank you very much. That would be great if you can do that. Da,
la, 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 da, da, da. Usher, baby.
Usher, baby.
Yeah. Did it again.